Now, in our Greener Living segment today, we're picking up on a story we hoped to share with you last year, and just some logistics got in the way, talking about the plight of caracals within the urban edges of our city, and specifically in the Noatuk Valley. You might go your whole life without realizing that these cats are living and hunting among us. Sadly, though, they are increasingly falling foul of human interference, and poaching of caracals is reportedly on the rise in the Noatuk wetlands and around the Dassenberg Koppie area in particular. To help us understand the nature and the scope of the problem, I'm delighted to welcome by Skype Dr. Laurel Serious, who's the coordinator of the Urban Caracal Project. Laurel, it's great to have you with us on the show. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's a great pleasure. Tell us a little bit before we get into the poaching and the current issues, just very briefly about the caracal and its importance for biodiversity. For those who are not that familiar, I think most people have a sense of a rooikat, but what more would you like us to know as a starting point?
Yeah, so it's a medium cat that's native to Table Mountain National Park. They're found throughout the park, and they are the largest remaining predator in Table Mountain National Park. And so as apex predators, they're thought to help control various aspects of the ecosystem and help keep things in balance.
Okay, so important as an apex predator, a very important role in the ecosystem, which is why it's so particularly concerning that they are at risk due to poaching. Tell us a little bit about the Urban Caracal Project that you work for.
So in 2014, we started the Urban Caracal Project, and I actually came over from the United States to launch the project. We've been interested in how urbanization impacts the behavior and the genetic diversity of the population. And we conducted fieldwork where we were trapping, collaring, and monitoring individuals from 2014 to 2016. And then since then, we've been doing data analysis and logging sightings, collecting samples through roadkills, and just learning a lot about the diet, the genetics, and the population, how they're moving around Table Mountain National Park.
So, Laurel, I know you were using collar tracking as part of that project for a time. Give us a sense of what you learned from that monitoring. Roughly how many caracals do you think are living and hunting in this in our immediate vicinity in Cape Town?
So we worked primarily within Table Mountain National Park, and so I'm just going to speak to that area. But we estimate approximately 50 individuals are in Table Mountain National Park at any given time. And so that's from Signal Hill and Table Mountain all the way south to Cape Point. And while that might seem like a lot of caracals in Table Mountain, we have learned through the collaring data that they rarely penetrate the dense urban matrix that is the city of Cape Town. And so that means because Cape Town has grown around Table Mountain National Park, that the population is likely isolated pretty severely. And so over time, that could lead to inbreeding in the population, which we actually are documenting with our genetic studies. And that could be problematic for the long-term viability of the population. But overall, they seem extremely resilient despite all the threats. We've found that roadkill being hit by cars is the number one source of mortality, but they're affected by poisons, by poachers. They've been attacked by domestic dogs. So there's a lot of things out there threatening them, but they're still out there moving around throughout the park, and they seem to be doing really well overall.
Laurel, you mentioned poaching. Are they being killed by poachers deliberately, or is it a case of their collateral damage caught in snares that were set for other creatures?
We do believe that they were collateral damage, as you say. We don't think that poachers are targeting them necessarily. It's possible that poachers are just hopeful to get anything at all, but we think that they're mostly targeting porcupines, dassies, maybe some guinea fowl. But, you know, we can't interview the poachers. So yeah. It's hard to know exactly what's going on that side of things. But, yeah, we don't think they're being targeted.
Okay, that's at least something to be hopeful about. An interesting question in from one of our listeners who lives in the Nortok area and writes to say, we've had multiple caracal encounters, both in our own and our neighbor's properties. Most recently, one neighbor's goose was taken and another's cat was killed, but the body left behind when I interrupted the attack. I'm concerned for our own animal safety, our two small dogs and a cat, and I'm looking for a way to discourage the caracal for entering our property without disrupting its natural roaming pattern too much. This is really interesting. This person goes on to write that I've seen wild dog urine being used to deter mountain lions in certain American states, but seeing as we have a cat of our own, I don't know that this is a viable option. Are there caracal-specific deterrence methods that you would recommend, or any other ways I could help ensure the safety of our pets besides having to keep them indoors all the time?
So the best way that we recommend is generally just to keep your pets indoors, especially at night. But if they have a yard that can be fenced, that with a very high fence that's predator proof, that's about all we can recommend. There's other ideas of using urine or like lion feces, or there's not necessarily a lot of support that those things work. And so just trying to keep attractants for the caracals down. So if you're feeding birds and there's a lot of, you know, bird or squirrel or, you know, these various types of small mammals that might act as prey for mm-hmm. the caracals, those are going to attract the animal onto the property. But otherwise, the best thing that we recommend is just keeping your animals indoors as much as possible, but especially at night when they're hunting and moving around more.
Okay, thanks for that advice, and I hope it is helpful to the person who sent that WhatsApp. We're talking to Dr. Laurel Serious, coordinator of the Urban Caracal Project, about the existence of caracals within the Table Mountain National Park and some of their encounters with human and the risks associated with that. Laurel, I mean, encroachment of their territory and their normal hunting patterns, one of the things to be concerned about. And I know, given that that extends into the Nortok wetlands, there must surely be some concern about the new road extension which has been granted that's going to cut through that wetlands area. I know it's going to have very positive impact for mobility of residents of Masipumalele. There are human positives to that road, but equally there are environmental concerns about it. I know the leopard toad enthusiasts are very worried. Are you worried about the caracals because of that project?
Yeah, I think that any time that habitat is taken away from wildlife, it's a problem. But the other thing is, as I mentioned, that being hit by cars is a serious issue for not just caracals, but wildlife across Table Mountain National Park. And so adding a road where there's going to be more vehicles is not only taking away habitat, it's not only fragmenting the habitat, but it's also creating this area where animals are likely to be hit by cars. And so it's just adding more vehicles to what is a wildlife hotspot mm-hmm. in Table Mountain National Park. So wildlife, and especially the caracals, there's a lot of activity in the Nortok wetlands, and we think it's because there's just an abundant prey there for them. And so it could have important implications for just their survival in Table Mountain National Park.
Lauren, it strikes me, I mean, we have a quite unusual situation here, having a national park bang in the middle of a city as we do in Cape Town. It's quite an unusual situation. I'm just curious to know whether we're quite unique in this situation of having a caracal population living inside the heart of an urban area as we do in Cape Town. Are there any comparable situations elsewhere in the world?
Caracals themselves are very adaptable. So I think anywhere where there's parks that are close to urban areas across South Africa or across the range of caracals, which is across much of Africa or into Asia as well, that it's possible that there's other caracals that are adapting to living at the urban edge. But I actually worked in Los Angeles before I came to South Africa, and there we have a similar felid species called the bobcat, which it's also known as a lynx. Yeah. And they also live in the heart of Los Angeles, as well as another kind of wild cat, the puma. And so, so it does happen elsewhere in the world, but we are, as you say, extremely lucky to have this beautiful park in the center of Cape Town and so accessible to residents here, with so much wildlife as well, so close to the city.
I mean, our friends in Johannesburg will argue they've got it too. They've got hippos strolling around the streets of four ways, last I heard. But it is, as you say, a very special gift. Laurel, I guess the final question then is about keeping them safe going forward and keeping ourselves safe, because we want to reduce the chance of encounters that endanger either party. What should a member of the public do if they spot a caracal in their garden, for example, in Nortuk?
So just enjoy the sighting is what I recommend is the first and foremost thing to do. It's very fortunate if you have the chance to see a caracal. If you do have your cat in the backyard, you know, or a small dog, then maybe if you run outside and shoo it away, you're not in any danger. But overall, just if you have the chance to see a caracal, count your lucky stars. Mm-hmm. And I would be jealous myself of such a sighting. So that's my recommendation.
Lovely to have you on the show this afternoon, Laurel. If our listeners are interested in learning more about the Urban Caracal Project, is there a website we can direct them to?
Absolutely. So urbancaracal.org is our website. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/urbancaracal and then Urban Caracal Project on Instagram. So there's a number of resources to find out more about the project.
Great to have you with us today, Dr. Laurel Serious, the coordinator of the Urban Caracal Project. Have you ever had a caracal encounter? I'd love to hear about it. Tell us a voice note on 072-567-1567.